What's up, guys? It is Wednesday the 14th, and I wanted to come at you really quick with something awesome that happened last night on the Olympics. If you guys were watching, or if you know me, I am a huge snowboarding fan. I love going to Colorado, the mountains, snowboarding, just spending some time shredding it up, and I love watching Shaun White. He's got an incredible story, and if anybody's been following, I'll kind of give a little backdrop. He won gold, or he's been to the Olympics. This is his fourth year, so think about that. Every Olympics is 4 years apart. So for 16 years now, he's been going to the Olympics. Pretty amazing, or at least training for the Olympics, right? For 16 years, which is pretty amazing. The first 2 years, took gold, and then the last Olympics, it was at Sochi. He fell, didn't get a medal, so didn't even place top three. And then this year comes back, but qualifying for the Olympics or for the USA team, gets a perfect 100. Oh, I should preface this by saying a couple weeks before, I think it was the Team USA trials, or X Games, whatever they have to do to qualify. He was in New Zealand doing a competition and fell pretty hard on the top of the half pipe, busted his face, busted his lip, like just had a really bad injury and almost made him like think like, I don't know if I'm ready to come back, all that kind of stuff. So set back pretty far. Then whenever he was at the competition for the qualifications for going to the Olympics, he ended up getting a perfect 100 score, qualifies him for the Olympics. All right, then on the qualifying round, two nights ago, he ended up taking the top spot on the qualifications, so that moved him to the last spot, or the last person going in the round, because he placed the highest in qualifying rounds. So then last night was the finals, snowboarding halfpipe finals for the men, and the other guy was a Japanese person, or was a Japanese athlete who was, like, basically Sean's greatest competition. And Sean comes out, stomps his first run, is in first place. Then the Japanese guy, I can't remember, I think he fell on his first run. So Sean was still in first after the first round. Second round, the Japanese guy placed higher, like stomped a big run and took over first place. Then it was Sean's turn right after him. Sean fell trying to land two big tricks back to back. So basically it came down to this third round. Going into this third round, the Japanese guy was in gold medal position. Shaun White was in the second spot, so silver position. And what happened was when the Japanese guy went, he fell. So it was basically all up to Shaun White. He either had to beat out the Japanese guy and take home gold, or settle with silver if he, let's say, didn't place as high or fell. Something didn't go right and he placed lower than what the Japanese guy had, right? Then he basically had silver guaranteed. So what he did was he just went out and he knew what he had to do to win gold. He had to do like I think it was like 1440s or something like that, 1080s, back to back. Comes out, stomps it, lays it down, takes home gold, and it was just like amazing because he talks all the time about the process and focusing and believing in yourself day in and day out and just executing. That's all he did. He didn't try to come out and overdo it. Like, he knew what he had to do to win and take gold, and he executed. He knew that he could do it, and he did it, and it won. He didn't have to go overboard with it and try to hit, you know, three of those 1080s or whatever they were in a row. He came out, he did what he had to do, he executed, and he took home gold. Sometimes that's all you have to do, is just stick to the plan, know what you have to do to win, or know what you have to do to, you know, succeed or get to that next step. And just execute. Follow his journey, guys. It's amazing. It's inspiring. All the trials and everything he's had to come through. As always, have a great Wednesday hump day. Keep killing it and use the Shaun method.